arrived at the South Pole at 5:24 GMT. I'm exhausted physically. I'm absolutely shattered, and you know it's going to take a while to recover. Mentally, I'm just frazzled. It's just a lot to take in, a lot of emotions dancing around. I'm happy. I'm proud. I feel really grateful. A couple of hours ago, I was out on my feet. I had a long day today. It was, I don't know exactly, between 14 and 16 hours. But it was just, you know, cumulative effect of the last sort of 29 days. I could see this patient, and I was only about 3 kilometers away, you know, and over 1,200 kilometers, that's nothing. And I literally was having to talk myself out of pitching my tent every step. I just didn't think I could put another foot in front of the other, but I managed to get here, and now I've had a cookie and I feel all right, actually. Being fed cookies and crisps. I felt quite overwhelmed in the last few steps, getting to the geographical South Pole marker. So many emotions bouncing around my body, and you know, not quite the script that I'd planned, but you know, I was full of gratitude and pride because, you know, I know what I've achieved is special, and the journey that I've made is special as well, and it'll probably take quite some time for me to really process everything. I skied to the geographical South Pole marker and took a few minutes just to savour it and take it in. It'll take a lot longer than that. I'll probably be reflecting on this for quite some time. It's minus 24 degrees Celsius here at the pole and just under 3,000 metres. So I don't quite know how much weight I've lost, but it feels really cold. I could probably do a bit more body fat on me right now. It's too cold to make any calls outside, so I sent the beacon and then I did a bit of filming. And now I'm inside the mess tent, seeing the guys and eating cookies and crisps. Surprisingly enough, for all the guys in the mess tent here, the AE camp at the South Pole, are actually still talking to me and sitting around, so I can't smell that bad. Which is pretty surprising. I've apologised profusely for smelling, and they're still here, so I can't be that bad.